by Rick Randall.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this absolutely terrific Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, news coming out of Lansing. All kinds of financial campaign reporting report numbers are coming out, along with the forecasting by the politicos down in Lansing about the upcoming primaries on August 4th. We've also got some reports coming in from Washington, D.C. President Trump yesterday in the Oval Office held court there as he explained the vault. This is a public-private effort to store our rare earth minerals, are minerals that are very critical to production and supply chains. And this is going to be something that will protect us from foreign markets, basically boycotting us, not wanting to allow us to purchase any of these type of minerals in the open market. Donald Trump basically securing our supply chain. So very interesting story, interesting event yesterday in the Oval Office. And one thing that I absolutely enjoyed in that whole press conference yesterday afternoon, Mary Barra, the CEO of General Motors, an absolute Trump hater, Trump derangement syndrome, supported Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, the whole nine yards, was forced to stand behind the president. And as he went around the room calling on various CEOs, members of his cabinet that were there, he called on Mary and asked her to say a few words, Mary, about General Motors, how well you guys have been doing since I become president, and what you're doing here today. And man, it was absolutely amazing to watch her stand there and try to speak while she was biting her tongue. You could literally see the blood dripping down the side of her cheeks, out of her lips. Oh, my God. It was so amazing. I had so much fun watching that. Talking about eating crow and biting your tongue at the same time, it was a beautiful thing to see. But she did good. She did good. I have to give her credit. She absolutely paid respect to the president, thanked him for everything he was doing, and thanked him for the reduction in regulations. that has helped them lower their prices at General Motors. All of their lines, Chevy, GMC, Buicks, are all going to be cheaper, she said, this year as a result of the changes that President Trump and his administration has been able to do in his first year of back being president. So it was a great press conference, totally enjoyed it, but now we are going to be totally secure in our rare earth minerals and our raw materials, minerals that we need for our supply chains. And it was a good way to see the strategy on how they were doing this to protect, again, the minerals and what we need. So we've got a story, though, coming up at the bottom of the half hour talking about the four major candidates running for U.S. Senate, the amount of money they have, and going into that primary on August 4th, who do these political pundits think are going to come out the winner? If you have any questions for Stacy over at Dr. Gary's office regarding the laser deep tissue therapy, text them to me. I'll be sure to ask her in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing so much better. Thank you. I absolutely love the last laser treatment that you gave me on my shoulder. I've been sustaining it with stem cell patches. And man, I feel great, but I do have to make a run for MAGA water over there at John Davis probably next week. So I might be stopping in and getting a refresher on my shoulder from you because it's feeling good. And I thought, what the heck? We may as well get another treatment. Keep it going. Hey, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today specifically, because I had, again, a couple of new listeners. I think the rear window stickers are actually starting to work. We're getting more and more listeners. It seems like in Sheboygan, Petoskey, and also over in the Onaway area. And they heard you on with me, and they heard Dr. Gary Willie's name, especially the folks there in Onaway, and they're like, can we get these treatments at his Onaway office? And I said, you know what? If you have that question, maybe quite a few other folks listening out there might have the same question. So I'll let you answer that one for us.
Well, Dr. Willie is obviously there Monday through Wednesday, but the laser is too sensitive to be moved. And at the moment, we only have one. So you do need to come over to the Sheboygan office for the laser therapy treatment. So
very good. Yeah, because it is expensive and it's very fragile, I'm sure. You don't want to be moving that back and forth between the two locations. And the other thing about that, too, is a lot of people in Onaway, I don't know for sure, maybe they do, maybe they don't, but realize that Dr. Gary has office hours in the mornings in Sheboygan, and then I believe in the afternoon is when he goes to Onaway?
Correct. And he is from that area. He was actually born in Tower, which is a suburb of Onaway.
Oh, yes. right there by the pond. Yes.
Yep, got it.
Well, one of the things that, you know, I think people appreciate is the fact that this technology is available up here in northern Michigan, and the fact that it is an expensive device, quite a bit of a big, large investment by Dr. Gary. But so far, the people that have been trying it, we've been doing this for a while now. What do you think the overall response has been from the majority of folks that have come and tried the deep tissue laser light therapy?
Well, I would say probably without exaggeration, a 98% approval. There are a few that may have not wanted to get any more or very many, and they wanted to try. I know finances is a question because it is not an insurance covered a product or service.
Right.
So that is a hindrance for some people, unfortunately. If we could get that covered, I think it'd be the most popular tool in our toolbox right now for pain and inflammation, for sure.
And I'm really struggling dealing with these congressional candidates, U.S. Senate candidates, because those changes, those type of changes, as far as new technology that has come out, mm-hmm. that the American Medical Association probably would be against, I would think, because it's more of a holistic type of treatment as opposed to them writing a prescription. The process, how do we go through that process in changing that?
Well, I don't know how we could change it, but the FDA already cleared this system, this robotic system, and it provides deep tissue penetration without any known risks or side effects. You can't say that for a lot of other treatments.
Right. Yeah. So just all you got to do is watch TV and, you know, the commercial comes on, you know, for this prescription, that prescription, you know, but the potential side effects are, you know, death and the vomiting and constant diarrhea, blah, 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 blah. And then it's but ask your doctor if it's right for you. And it's like, are you kidding me? These side effects, it's funny sometimes. But one of the things I did want to ask, though, on that point is so many people, text messages that have come in after the show, people mm-hmm. texting me, asking me questions about interaction with drugs. And we've talked about this before on the show, but get into that a little bit as to explaining how the technology works and how there's basically no side effects or interactions with anybody's prescriptions.
Well, you're talking about laser light on your skin. So you're taking two lasers, synchronizing them, and then having them go over an area of your body that isn't as healthy as you'd like it to be. And you are creating adenosine triphosphate, which is just, you know, something that's going to develop naturally in your body through this amplified light, and it's going to energize all your cells to get rid of the debris and the toxins and take in the nutrients and the oxygens across the membranes, etc., you're going to help your body heal 30 to 40% better, hopefully getting rid of the need for some of your pain medication, if not all. And so you don't really have to worry about the only thing that you would be, only medication that you'd probably have a possible problem with would be your blood thinners. That could help you cause bruising. Although in this whole last year plus, we haven't seen that because no one really cares in our patient group whether they had bruising or not. And we've asked when they had a blood thinner and let them know that this is a possible thing that they could end up
with. Sure.
And
sure.
They'd rather get rid of the pain and the swelling or the pain and inflammation. Yeah.
Well, the thing of it is, for me personally, every time I've had a treatment, two things that I've noticed: the inflammation, the joint pain from inflammation. I realize it right away; it seems to go away. But most importantly, it feels like the pain receptors are somewhat numbed, and you don't feel the pain from the area just right. from the reaction of the laser light. And that's basically one of the components of it as well.
Right, exactly. It desensitizes them. It interrupts the natural climbing of wherever your pain is from to your brain. It just interrupts that. So right. It is a desensitization for sure.
Yes, yeah.
That's part of the selling point of this. You know,
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, you get this done. I wanted to follow up on that point.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're getting this done. You're getting it done so you can get rid of the inflammation, which also causes some of the pain. And then you're getting rid of the rest of the pain that might not be from the inflammation. It could be something pinched or whatever. And that's why they're coming. And it's getting rid of some pain, but it's also pain-free to get it done.
Sure.
So that's a nice little perk, too. You don't have to fear the treatment.
Right, exactly. And one of the other things that I think people somewhat skeptical, because I've had some people text me, you know, how do I know it's going to work for me? I guess, Stacy, the only way people can know is take advantage of the discounted Trucker Randy two-pack package and try it for themselves. I guess that's try it and see if it works for you is basically the answer to that, right?
Well, our normal package is buy six for $300. And that brings it down to $50 each time. And so we did kind of that method, try before you buy. So try it two times for $99, you know, and that will give you a chance to see how well it works for you and how quickly.
Right.
Now, and some people will come in and try it in one spot. They'll do it 2 days in a row in one spot, lower lumbar, for example. But then they'll say, well, you know what? Especially if they're an instant responder, they get up and say, oh my goodness, now my back doesn't hurt, now my knee hurts, can you do my knee? And just use them then too. So come in and try it. It's a nice little trial version that I haven't heard anyone have really a bad time with yet.
Now, speaking of lower back, a couple of my truck driver buddies that listen, one gentleman, Greg, he's on a route. Basically, he picks up his load a little bit middle of the state and drives up I-75, making a stop, I think he said, in Mackinac City, St. Ignace, and then on up to Sault Ste. Marie. Mm-hmm. And then he turns and drives the rig back, parks the truck when he's done, and then drives home. And one thing that he's noticing, severe lower back pain just from that long, you know, 9-10 hour day while he's driving in the truck, getting in and out, jumping up in the cab, things like that.
Sure.
This is ideal for truck drivers.
Oh yeah.
Explain why.
There you go. Well, it's ideal for anyone, but especially truck drivers. Here's the thing is that when you're torquing your back, once it's out and you have to just to get out of the truck, you're aggravating it all the time. So the best thing is to get it where it's not impinged first. So while you get your laser done, then maybe get an adjustment, get it right. And then to keep it in, I recommend, although it's not necessary, but I recommend doing little exercises to help your lower back stay in. There are some really simple exercises that you could even do in the truck. So if you can lay widthwise on your bed, and I'm not sure, it probably depends on every cab, but and leave your hips on the edge of your bed and your feet on the floor, and then just lift up without your hands, lift up slowly once your back is in or is moving well and feeling good. And that seems to be helping a ton of people, and it's not, there isn't any impact, and you're strengthening both sides of your spine at the same time. So
very cool.
So yes,
basically the feet are flat on the floor.
Or the toes.
Right. Yep.
And you're hinged at the hip on the edge of your bed.
On the edge.
And you can
do
this right before you get in and right when you get up and work your way up to, you know, a larger count. But that is when your back is doing well. You obviously, if it's hurting, get it, you know, feeling good first. Get
sure.
It. But the problem is you're when your back starts hurting, you're usually having some sort of lack of function. So something got hooked up, jammed up, etc.
Pinched. Yeah.
Yep. But it's pinching because it's jammed up. If it was movable and mobile, then it wouldn't be.
Sure. Sure.
You can't.
And then
pinch
you throw
it if it
the
keeps moving besides more than a second. You know.
Right.
So
and then you throw the laser light on top of it, and that just helps heal
all
it
your
even that much more.
On. Yep, exactly. So and that helps all your soft tissue also. So
sure.
Go ahead and get it repaired however you can, whether it's, you know, chiropractic or laser or both, depending on what your needs are. And then once you've got it good, you do your exercises. And it's not a sweaty exercise. It's just working on basically, you know, lower core back. And you're doing, you know, those basically your hips are on your edge of your bed. And you're only sitting up, you're laying face down on the bed. You're only sitting up 8 to 10 inches, maybe 12, if you're really strong in your back and you're strengthening both sides of your spine at the same time, the muscles in your spine. And that helps keep it in. It helps keep everything centered the way it's supposed to be. So many people have said, oh, those exercises have changed my life. I don't need to get my back done as much. And they came in originally for, you know, the laser, then ended up with some of them ended up with chiropractic, and now they do this. So,
right. Now, I just want to be clear. So while you're laying on the bed, are you sitting up to do this or just basically raising your hips up off the bed?
You're not raising your hips at all. You're raising your head, your shoulders, and your torso.
Oh, got it.
It's strengthening, and you're on your stomach, but your feet are on the ground. So whatever angle your feet are on the ground, however low your bed is, you're sitting up, you know, to almost planking like a straight, you know, like a
board. So it's almost like a stretch, basically.
Well, it's actually contracting your muscles in your lower back to lift your body up.
Got it. Got another question for you real quick. Penny asked, can a person with titanium in the lumbar get this and use this laser treatment?
Absolutely. Any titanium, any pin screws, and nothing bothers it. The only thing that it would be a contraindication would be an electronic device. So neurostimulator in your lower back or something.
Sure, sure.
That would be
pacemakers, things like that.
You don't want to mess with electronics, especially on life saving.
Yes.
Electronics for sure.
Okay, very cool. Well, listen, we greatly appreciate it. If you guys would like to call to answer some questions with Carlene, qualifying questions about the treatment, ask your other questions that you may have, and then you can schedule an appointment Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays there with Stacy. The phone number is 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. If you want that information texted back to your phone, just text me laser, LASER, and I'll send you the information. Stacy, thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.